Okay, so you know what, let's start, before we get into Tosos. Okay, we will say Tosos is going to be a two-day endeavor here, I think, at least. So before we get to Tosos, I'd like to try to spend some time on the issue that we raised yesterday at the end of Shir, trying to explain the Gemara's step. Gemara says that you need two psukim, two limudim, to teach you all the facets of Osek mitzvah, potam, and mitzvah. Without the pasuk in Shema, right, I wouldn't know what. Without the pasuk in Shema, without b'shivtecha v'seicha, I wouldn't know that where two mitzvos are both before you, that you're Osek mitzvah, potam, and mitzvah. I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know that when you're involved in one mitzvah, another mitzvah comes along, that you're either potter or perhaps even usser from dealing with that second mitzvah. Why? Because all I would be able to learn out from the pasuk in by Korban Pesach is that where the zman of the mitzvah didn't yet come, I could do something in advance of that mitzvah, knowing that I'm going to adversely affect my options later on. I.e., I'm going to be able to be metami myself now, knowing that there's a zman kavua for a mitzvah which is going to come later, and I won't be able to do that mitzvah later. That's all I can learn out from the Gemara regarding Pesach, regarding the current Pesach. Okay, what if I only had the case of the Shema? So I would know a mitzvah that hasn't yet come because I know a mitzvah that's here. I would know that. What wouldn't I know? What wouldn't I know? I wouldn't know Karis cases. I wouldn't know those 80 cases where you have the Isra of Karis hanging in the balance, or the punishment of Karis hanging in the balance, that I push off that mitzvah for the mitzvah that I'm involved in. So ultimately, what do you see? The Gemara is saying, no, Osek is categorical. If you're Osek, that's it. I don't care if the second mitzvah is Kares. And apparently, Osek also is so significant that even when the mitzvah is going to come down the line, because of the power of Osek, I'm going to still be Potter. So Hillel raised a good question, and it's a question that we had touched on previously. How is this a case of Osek mitzvah, potam, and mitzvah? How is this Osek mitzvah, potam, and mitzvah?
The fact that you're tame, you're still Osek.
Right, so that was something that I suggested. It was not well received. I suggested that possibly we could say that maybe, the same way, and I think this is what Avi was saying, just in the same way that we look at the process as being part of your Osek. Right, your entire involvement in the mitzvah is all part of your Asek. So when I'm traveling to go do the mitzvah at the outset, I didn't do the mitzvah yet, but that's part of my process. Not only when I'm traveling, when I'm at rest, now I'm doing nothing, and yet that's part of the Asek. So what I thought you were saying is that in the same way, when I set out to do the mitzvah now, and I do it, that it sets up an elongated Asek. What do you mean? It means, just like I could be involved before the Maisa, even after I finish the Maisa, when I do this Maisa, it defines my next days as being affected by this mitzvah. Right? The next 7 days, I'm going to be Tame. Why am I Tame? Oh, because of what I did in the context of this mitzvah. Before we say why it's problematic, does that understand what we're saying?
They just drag along throughout that entire time.
That's right now, the next days right away are projected as being days that are associated with this mitzvah, with this Maisa mitzvah. And I'm going to mark off in my calendar, basically, if I do this right now, how long am I affected by this? How long am I involved in it? Let's take a better case. What's that? Let's say I know I have to walk. I have to travel for a day to get to the mace, then I'm going to get to the mace, right? How many days am I going to mark off my calendar as being days set aside for the burial?
Starting from now. Traveling day plus coming however
long. Right. So the ASEC, in a very general way, would begin on the day that I set out to travel, and then continue to the day when I actually do the burial, and terminate when my tahara takes place, 7 days later. That's all part of the Asim. That was the first approach that we took. So that's why I could say that when the mitzvah of Pesach comes around, or Kriyashma comes around, which is a mitzvah kavua, I'll say that I am potter from that mitzvah because of osek mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Meaning, it's true, I'm not involved in the mitzvah actively now, but these days are already defined as days that were affected by the mitzvah because of my hisaskus. It's not that I am osek. Now, we're not saying that you are actively osek. It's saying that the day, the calendar day, is a day that now has a certain status because of, it's true, you're affected by it, but it's set up because of what you did initially. It's a day that's affected by your involvement, and that now enables or doesn't allow for you to do the Karban Pesach. So Hill's taina was that if you do that, basically what we're saying is it's the same as the other case. It's the same insofar as you're actively osek.
Right. Also, it doesn't seem that should be the case because the mitzvah's over. Really, it's over. So just because there's an effect
right.
of tumah, that's a different halachic category that it doesn't allow you to do kachin. But really, the mitzvah's over.
Right. So it's true. Even though you could perhaps suggest that these days are a direct result of your asek. To say that it's the same as what you did on the other end, in the beginning, maybe you could distinguish. You could say those days are really days where you're involved in the ultimate performance of the mitzvah. I'm traveling for the sake of the mitzvah. I'm doing the heksher for the sake of the mitzvah. I'm being chone in the process of getting ready to do the mitzvah. So all that could well be said is part of the hisaskus, is part of the asek. But once the mitzvah is over, it's true, there's an effect that lingers, but maybe that's not really called asek or even associated to asek. It's totally separate. It's a result, which is true. I mean, practically it's true. It's not that I'm involved. The only thing I was trying to suggest is that maybe now, when you do it, you're forecasting forward all these days which are going to be effect, and therefore it's some form of asek. But Hill's taina is a good one. It's not really an asek, and in so doing, you're really making the two cases very similar. And Gemara is saying they're different. So we need another suggestion.
You're saying you're still tamei until for 7 days you're going to miss the Karban Pesach.
Right.
So what?
But the question is, why are you missing the Karban Pesach? Why are you missing the Karban Pesach? See, the problem is here. The tension is here that on some level the Gemara is calling this a case of osek mitzvah potam and mitzvah. Right. You did a maisa a week ago. You did a maisa a week ago, and I'm telling you, it's okay to do that, even though a week from now, Korban Pesach is going to come around, and you won't be able to do it. You know why? Because osek b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. So what I was trying to do is to show how, when that mitzvah comes along, you're still carrying the patur of osek b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. And the only way to do that is to say that those other days of tumah are somehow still related to the performance of the mitzvah. So what Hill is saying is correct. It's not really part of the performance of the mitzvah. It's an effect that lingers from the mitzvah. Yeah. But to really call that osek is not so fair. I could call it osek when I'm traveling, because that's an act of involvement. I'm doing something.
What would you call it?
I don't know. That's a good question. So Hill's saying all you're going to call it is an external effect. It's an effect that happens to bar me from the mitzvah of kachim, of Karban Pesach, because I'm tamei. But it's not because I'm actively involved now. And I admit it, it's not because you're actively involved. It's something that happens now. It's right now when I do this maisa of kavua, I know there's an effect for the next 7 days. So he'll say, okay, it's true. The effect takes place right now. It's forecasted for the next 7 days immediately from my asek, but you can't say that I'm involved, that there's an asek that goes on for the next 7 days.
Could it be that everything that happens after that action is all considered some sort of tear down? Therefore,
but that's not why you're potter. You're not potter because of tear down. You're potter because of the tumah. This is a tumah issue.
Could you possibly say that, this is a reach, but could you say that you're osek in observing the halachas of tumah? Mm-hmm. You're osek.
Then if you have a sheretz, you're osek in tumah.
See, that's part of the issue here.
Sure,
not allowed to do that. You would not be allowed to do. A guy wouldn't be able to say, you know what, I'll pick up a rodent, I'll pick up a sheretz, I'll be tamei, and then I won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach. You wouldn't be able to do that. It's only because you have a mitzvah. So can we try to correct this, perhaps? Can we try to come up with a better resolution? instead of saying that the effect of the mitzvah, which happens to be tumah, is an asek, what else could we say here to explain how this is a result of osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah? It's important to realize what the approach was, important to realize what the problem was, and now what we have to do is try to come up with a better approach. So he'll have a suggestion. He wants to. Suggestion. Let's see if we could.
What the book of the street is. Meaning, what's the case? Where she says by the case of Karm Pesach, he says.
Which Rashi mean?
Shechol Shvi Shalahen.
Okay, Shechol Shvi Shalahen.
Right, Dafka the Chazal before, so even though it'd be fit for the night, Lo Ishtur, because Sover Ain Shalchum Zorkan Al Tamei Sharetz. Right, so they don't allow it because they hold that you can't be Shofet and Zorik on Tamei Sharetz, Mikol Makum Shamin Minei. They became Tamei because of their mason 7 days before Pesach. Even though this Tuma will prevent them from even become Pesach. Alma mitzvah kala habol yadcha inechad tzarach l'chosa.
Right.
But we see though a mitzvah that's lenient, that's coming to your hand
right now,
you don't need to push off because of a mitzvah chamura, right? That's going to come later. So it's right. So it's when now the person's being confronted with the mitzvah kala, right? So the question is, should he be involved in this mitzvah kala? Because he knows he's going to have to mitzvah chamur later on. So it's not that he's being osek in it and then his askus is sticking around. But it's a question, does he have to push off this mitzvah? So I think...
Right, so let's make sure I understand that. Everyone follow that idea? I say it all clear?
In other words,
right now you have the opportunity to do the kvura, but you have a cheshbon to make. If you do this kvura, what's going to happen? There's a mitzvah that you know is coming. You look at your calendar, you see in a week from now this is mitzvah Karm Pesach. That mitzvah is there, so you have to make a cheshbon.
Right. You have to do it, right?
The Karm Pesach?
No.
Well, ultimately we say you have to do that, right? But that's the question that's the Gemara is saying, or Rashi is saying. Maybe you would think. The ritual, we saw this ritual earlier. Maybe you'd think that I shouldn't do this mitzvah because I have a greater mitzvah to do later.
Right. So now he has to judge now before he gets involved in it.
Isn't there a principle concerning that?
Mitzvah b'aliyach al tach mitzana. A mitzvah that comes to you shouldn't push off.
There's two mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Right. A mitzvah that comes to you and you shouldn't push off. But now...
Especially, you know, if you're talking about a mace mitzvah.
So Rashi says this case.
Or even a crow.
Because it's mitzvah kvura. Because it's burial.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say you have burial and it wasn't a mace mitzvah. So let's say the other people that could have done it. Just hypothetically. Let's say the other people that could have done it. You're not the only person that could have done it. You could have gotten someone else to do the mitzvah.
Well, but everyone has to do Korban Pesach, right?
Yeah, everyone has to be involved in Korban Pesach.
So that's on somebody else.
Oh, good. So it's interesting. It's a very interesting point. Actually, someone in the Achronim said that the assumption was that you could have maybe gotten someone who was not Chayef to have Karm Pesach, either a Katan or a Eino Yehudi. Someone that would not have been adversely affected by doing the Kura. But it's an excellent point. Otherwise, what's the Mitzvah Kala Kevachamur here? Right? So you'd be messing someone else up. So now you have a mitzvah kala, what's considered some form of mitzvah kala, for whatever reason, vis-a-vis the mitzvah chamur of Karm Pesach. Because that carries karis. If I don't do Karm Pesach, I'm chayav karis. Well, let's take like Hill's case. A guy just picks up a sheretz for no reason, and he's mevatel the mitzvah of Karm Pesach. Could be in that case, he's chayav karis. He had no right to do that. Why'd you do that? So now I have two mitzvahs. I have one mitzvah that's right now, the kura, And I have one mitzvah that's going to be here later, but I know it's going to be here. It's not a mitzvah I have to worry, maybe, right? Shema. No, I know this mitzvah is coming, like Kriya Shema, like Karm Pesach. Now I have to make a choice. Which mitzvah do I do? If I do this mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to do that mitzvah. Right, that's the question. So how is this Osek mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah?
I want to say that it's not really Osek mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah. It's meaning the classic way of saying Osek mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah is saying that once the Gavra is involved in a mitzvah, right? So that's his involvement, and that's all he has to do, right? And that's the case of Kriya Shema. Rashi says that he's right to do both of them.
Right.
Abu Kriya Shema, the Mata Zman Chiyuva B'socha Chuppah. Right, Kriya Shema, that the Zman of the Chiyuv is within the time of the Chuppah. But who Roy Lekach, and he's able to do both of them, Eimel L'chayet. Maybe I'll say he's Chayet.
Right, in other words, he's getting married, and Shema's there. So technically, he could do both. If not for the fact that Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah.
So there, that's a halacha, that the Gavra only has to be involved in one mitzvah at a time. But I think the idea of
let's just flesh that out for one second. Okay. When you say because then I think we can explain the second case. What does that mean? He only has to be involved in one mitzvah at a time. That by being Osek, that's it. There's no other mitzvahs as far as you're concerned. Being Osek is an absolute involvement.
Right.
The Torah tells you.
There's one track. A person only has to have one track, and that track is mitzvah. So as long as he's involved in mitzvah, in this mitzvah, there's no.
Your time's spoken for.
Yeah, nothing,
time is spoken
no
for.
He doesn't have to discharge any other field.
It's a rishus. Everything else is rishus. Everything else is devar rishus.
What was the answer to what I asked before? Do you have to do the mace mitzvah?
A real mace mitzvah you'd have to do.
You can't say, this guy is coming along.
Well, that's the whole thing. There is no one else to do it, right? They'll say, someone else will find it.
Yeah.
That's why Rashi and Tosfos both agree this case was not...
a relative?
Right, so relative, apparently, there are other people to do it. It's not a true mace mitzvah case. You could get someone else, you can hire someone else to do it. There's other people that could do it. There are other people around that could do it.
Else.
Yeah.
Wait, that's
classic good. Case.
You have that even La Lach L'maisa. There are cases where you want to bury Ayde Amamin. Guy wants to bury his mace on Yom Tif.
Yeah.
Right? So he could hire someone to do it. First day Yontif, he says, I want the mace to be Nikbar for whatever reason. You can do it. The Gemara says you can hire those people that are not chayav to keep the mitzvahs to do the kvura. You're not doing it yourself. What's
that?
What
do you mean to bury someone like nowadays? Like,
practically?
Yeah.
Dig a hole, put the person in the ground, cover it up.
But I'm saying we don't do that. No, meaning we.
Sure we do.
Meaning personally.
Like, we do it.
Dig it up.
And we don't make the hole usually, but if we put the body in, we cover it over. That's the kvura. That's the mitzvah of kvura.
The people at the cemetery do this?
No, you try not to have it be that way. You try to do it.
That's
the kvura. That's the kvura. The digging of the hole is not the kvura. And that's a question of hazmana. If you dug a hole for some person, doesn't have to be specific to that person. But the kvura is interring the person, covering up, making tzuras hakever on top, right? Fill up the earth, make the mound. That's why we do that. Try to do that.
So as long as you do a couple shovelfuls, then they can bring in the rest, you know.
Not really. Really should try.
Everything.
At the very least, the entire aron should be covered, and there should be some mound.
Okay.
You know, unless, in some cases where it's very difficult and not enough people, so you make on that minimum, but in ideal setting, the whole thing should be filled in, and there should be a mound on top.
All right, because it's a 6-foot deep hole. Right.
It's a lot of work. That's why if there's a lot of people, it's easier. If you have a small, sometimes it's a very small gathering, or for whatever reason, it's a very difficult circumstance. Sometimes it's very muddy. Sometimes it's next to another cavern. I mean, all kinds of details that could, you know, give rise to problems. But for the most part, that's the way we do it. Aron, a box. Okay, so getting back to this question. So now you have the... In the case, let's say it's not a mace mitzvah, classic case. Like Rashi and Tosfos both agree that what was spoken about here was not a real mace mitzvah, just a relative.
A real mace mitzvah is a guy who dies off on the side.
You find him in the middle of the street, there's no one else to do it, there you have to do it.
Even you have a relative
yeah,
who dies, and you say, Korban Pesach is coming, I'm not going to accommodate myself.
Maybe that would be your cheshbon. Maybe you'd say...
Why would you do that?
Why would you make that cheshbon?
Yeah, like I'm still not figuring out why is... How does the fact that Pesach or other changes.
Doesn't it just...
You have a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is serious mitzvah. Not to say that other mitzvahs are not serious, but this is a very weighty mitzvah. I know, in general, if I push off a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, I get the chiyuv of karis for that. So I'd say, listen, I know this person has to be buried.
No, it's not that you're doing it for nothing.
I understand. But that shows you that there's a relative weight of this mitzvah vis-a-vis the other mitzvahs, where this mitzvah is very significant.
So what's the answer? You can do it or you can't? You can't push it off or you can't?
If it wasn't for Osek Mitzvah
Patam
and a Mitzvah, then you would not be able to do it.
Right. If not for Osek Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah, if not for the fact that it's Osek Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah,
right. That's, I'm understanding that to mean that if you're involved in a Mitzvah.
Right. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying
but
there's
this
two.
This is prior to the Mitzvah.
Exactly. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying here. Is without, with. That's what this teaches you. This case of the Karban Pesach teaches me that when this man of the mitzvah didn't come yet, right? I still need. Yeah, let me read the Lashon on the Ritva again, just very quickly, because this is exactly what the Ritva says. The Ritva has two answers. In his first answer, why we need a pasuk? Why do you need a limud at all for osik mitzvah patan mitzvah? Just tell me. I have two mitzvahs. I can't do them both at once, right? I can't do them both at once. It's obvious that I stay doing the first mitzvah. The Ritva says no, it's not true. Without a limud, without some type of Torah mandate that I stay involved in the first mitzvah, there's a logic that I might employ, which is reasonable. And what is it? I'll pass up this mitzvah that I'm involved in now to do the more significant mitzvah. If Turehu the Meftarmina of Al Iboy Lemeshrak Havalamavad Idach Harashus Biyado, maybe I'll say, you know what? It's true, I have this mitzvah now, but I got another mitzvah that's coming. Maybe I'll leave this mitzvah and do the other mitzvah. Kamashmala, no. Kaven de Potim in Ha'acheres, since this rule of Osek B'mitzvah, Potim B'mitzvah tells me, as an Osek, as one who's involved, I am Potter from all of the mitzvahs. I get something of tunnel vision now.
You're not yet involved.
What's that?
You're not yet involved.
That's the next answer, one second. I can't leave another mitzvah, which is now, as far as I'm concerned, totally Rishus. The Ode, the pasuk also, the limud also teaches me the ikala mitzvah kavul is man vada. Let's say I have a case where there's another mitzvah that's coming. The mitzvah says I need a pasuk to teach me this. Kigon kriyashma v'shkita sapesa v'kodem lachein batalo mitzvah acheres. And now I get another mitzvah. Another mitzvah presents itself. Shetibat lanu min acheres im yastoba. And if I do this mitzvah, if I start it, I haven't started yet. If I start this mitzvah now, that other mitzvah is going to be gone. Right? If I start Nicham Avel now, I'm not going to be able to say Shema. If I start Kavur now, I'm not going to be able to do Korban Pesach. Shiftrat Lemina Acheres im Yatrobot. Rashaihu Lahathmil. I'm allowed to. The Pesach tells me I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to do the Kavur now. Shabbat Liyodo Achshav. Vim Yevatel Min Acheres. And if it turns out that by doing this mitzvah, I'll push off the Korban Pesach, so be it. Now when it comes out that I can't do it, no one says I'm a bad guy. No one says I actively just threw off the mitzvah. It's not like I willfully picked up a sheret and made myself tamei and was mevatel the mitzvah. I don't view that person as being one who was mevatel the mitzvah. Why? Because it was machmas dvar mitzvah. She'ein chiv ha-mitzvah olav ad she'egiya zmana rishon ha-kodemus. Why? You're right. If I had the two mitzvahs right now, the Ritva is saying, if I had the two mitzvahs right now, I'd have to choose. I'd have to choose one of them. I didn't do either one. They're both competing for this time slot. I didn't do either one yet. Now you got to make a choice. Which one am I going to do? Am I going to do the one that carries with the potential for kares? Or am I going to do the other one? Okay, then maybe I'd do the Karban Pesach. I wouldn't be allowed to do the other one. Oh, but now you tell me that the other one didn't come yet. And I just know it's going to get pushed off. I'm pushing it off for the sake of a mitzvah. What do you mean? Oh, osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. But what do you mean? It didn't come yet. Why is that osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? So Hill, that's what you're trying to explain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to say that there's two ideas in osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. One is in halacha that in terms of the gavra's maisim, right? What should he be involved in? So as long as he's involved in the mitzvah, he doesn't have to worry about another mitzvah that comes.
That's the classic.
That's the class delay, and that's the second, that the Kriyat Shema case.
Kriyat Shema case.
But
if I'm doing a mitzvah now, I'm defined as involved, and once I'm involved, everything else is a rishus. Right. I don't have any other thing that's competing for my time now. Everything else is rishus. If it's rishus, I'm not allowed to stop what I'm doing. Good.
Now I want to say the second shot in
Korban Pesach case.
Korban Pesach is saying that there is a osik mitzvah, patmir mitzvah vis-a-vis, there's a concept vis-a-vis the chefsa shel mitzvah. That in terms of the chefsa shel mitzvah, there is no hierarchy. Meaning you don't say, in terms of maisa hamitzvah, in terms of a person doing mitzvahs, there's no hierarchy of a mitzvah kala mitzvah. So there's no reason, right, in terms of the chefsa shel mitzvah, why he should be involved in the Korban Pesach over the Kippur. There's no reason why when he's confronted with a mitzvah now and he knows another one that's chamor later on is going to come up in a couple of days. But since in terms of the chesed shel mitzvah, it's mitzvah, so there's now no reason why there should be one should push off the other.
You mean chavtu? You mean shame? You mean a shame mitzvah? It's the same shame mitzvah that anything else is going to have.
What I'm saying, but
there's no relative. There's no relative
there's no
weight.
There's no hierarchy.
Right. There's no.
That's all in the chesed shel mitzvah. Meaning now we in terms of maisa mitzvah, they're all mitzvah.
Right, they're both mitzvahs. So just take it the next step now. Now we have to explain, so how is that osik mitzvah patur mitzvah?
No, but that's what it's saying. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead, to explain that. I think that needs to be clarified a little bit, that last point.
Meaning, now a person has to do maisa mitzvah.
Right now I have a mitzvah that's in front of me.
In terms of his, in terms of how a person acts with regards to mitzvahs, right, you if there was a hierarchy, so then he would have to, then there would be a judgment of these two mitzvahs, right? And then you would have to weigh which one is chamor, which one's not. In terms of discharging, doing his ma'aseh mitzvah, in terms of doing his action.
Right.
But now that you're saying that the mitzvahs are all the same status vis-a-vis action.
Asap. Right. In terms of his askos, a mitzvah is a mitzvah.
Right.
We don't look at, well, what's the relative weight of the mitzvah? Just like by Darabonan Daraisa, we saw some don't want to make a distinction.
Right.
Involved in mitzvah, it's a Darabonan. It's an Asa. Okay.
So now there's no judgment that the person can make. So now he has no right to push this one off for that one. So in terms of what the and so there's two ideas. One is that he only has to be personally, he has to be involved. He only has to be involved in one mitzvah at a time in terms of discharging his obligations. But the other one is in terms of does the mitzvah have a status? And an osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is an idea that in terms of action, in terms of a person's actions, there's no hierarchy, and there's no weight. There's no weight one over the other. In terms of the nature of the mitzvah, in terms of right now that he has to be involved in mitzvahs, in terms of the nature of that mitzvah, yes, he's going to be punished if he doesn't. Some mitzvahs there's a punishment associated with. That's part of. But in terms of his actions, one mitzvah and another mitzvah have no. There's no hierarchy in terms of his aspects.
Right. So, Rashi tells us both are loaded that there is.
The mitzvah doesn't have any. The nature of the mitzvah, right, with regards to his accomplishment, doesn't have any weight. All it is mitzvah. To him, when he sees it, it's mitzvah. So now he can't judge one better than the other.
So where's the asek?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's not asek. It's in terms of the asek that's gonna.
Right. No, there is asek.
Right.
There is asek. What you're saying, if I'm not mistaken,
is. But what I'm saying is that when a person is thinking about Asek,
which mitzvah to do,
right? So now there's no status of mitzvahs, but that's an idea in the mitzvah. That's an idea in the chasa shel mitzvah, not an idea in terms of his particular action.
Right. Right. As Rashi says, and the Ritva say, mitzvah gadol heimeno or kala and chamura. So that's an acknowledgement that there are differences in mitzvahs, right? But what Hill is saying is, that's true. There's a difference in the mitzvah maybe in terms of the kiyum or in terms of the potential punishment that the mitzvah carries. But when it comes to the mitzvah as a mitzvah per se, there is no such distinction. So the fact that I'm involved in a mitzvah is going to subject me to the regular rules of osek mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. So now I have a choice to make. What's my choice? Either I do this mitzvah or I pass it up and I wait for a week to do another mitzvah. No, but I have no reason to do that. I have no reason to do that, even though, I'll take one second, Zach. Even though later I know that I'm going to be passing up, so to speak, an opportunity to be doing a very serious mitzvah. Yeah, but I was entitled and maybe even authorized to do the mitzvah originally. And now, because that mitzvah was done with a halachic license, that was an asek. That was a halachic asek. And that asek was what I had to do at that time. So now my patur later is a legitimate patur.
Right. It's only because
I define that as an asek.
There was no idea of status.
Yes. Asek is categorical. There's no such thing as different types of asek. In which case, I would say, oh, well, maybe it depends. What type of mitzvah is this? Maybe I shouldn't pass up the other mitzvah opportunity for a lesser asek. No, there's no such thing. Osek mitzvah patam and a mitzvah tells me, if there's a legitimate asek, then that's a patur for another mitzvah. Not only at the same time, but even when I'm osek with good reason and it sets up a patur late for mitzvah I know is going to come, that's still an application of osek mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. That's what you're saying, right? I think that's a good idea. Zach, you want to say something?
Yeah,
speak up a little bit, it's hard. Right, it's only in terms of osek mitzvah. We're not denying the fact that there might be some distinctions between different mitzvahs in terms of their relative strength, meaning some mitzvahs are...
And that's determined by karet or the punishment?
Seems to be that way, right?
Yeah.
Because Rashi and the Ritva are both addressing the Karim Pesach as being a mitzvah that is more chamor than others. What makes it more chamor is that it's unique. Mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Milah, if I'm not mistaken, are the only two mitzvahs asay for which you get kares, for violating them. The other mitzvahs are all those asays. But there could be other ideas also. I mean, we have this idea in Chazal, how we could determine what's a mitzvah kal and chamura, it's very hard. Right? The Mishnah says you should be careful of the mitzvah kal kibba chamura. So the Rishonim try to explain, what is a mitzvah kal?
I think it's probably because of those.
What do you mean?
That Karim Pesach. I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you're giving a philosophical reason why those other mitzvahs are like that.
Why it's Chamura.
Right, okay, that's a separate issue. But the point is that there are mitzvahs that, when it comes to punishment or maybe even in terms of Kiyum, there are mitzvahs that are greater than others. We mentioned the other day the famous Shaila in the postgame. If a person is given the opportunity, he's incarcerated and he gets a chance to get out one day. So which day does he choose? So you look in the postgame, and part of what they use to determine when the person should go out is, well, which mitzvah is going to have opportunity to do? And that's one of the approaches to take. So there definitely is some type of relative weight that's given to some mitzvahs over others. But I think the point is that in terms of the involvement right now, we don't look at that. Once you're involved, you're involved. You're not allowed to give up one involvement for another involvement. Why? Because an involvement is an involvement. That's it. That's the rule. Osek mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. Your time now is spoken for. What's it spoken for? By asek and mitzvos. It's a mitzvah. I don't get into the detail of what type of mitzvah you're involved in. Oh, so once that's the case, once I'm entitled and maybe even directed to be involved in this mitzvah, osek mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, in the broader sense, tells me that asek is unequivocal. And because Asik is unequivocal, I'm allowed to do a mitzvah now, which is even, let's say, a B-list mitzvah, knowing that it's going to push off another mitzvah later. Because I was entitled and authorized to do this. Because it's an Asik of a mitzvah.
But it's two different categories.
Yeah, lechnami. I'm saying they're related.
One's right, they're related.
Once you define asek in that way.
One's a lof and the chetzer.
Right, but I'm saying I think they both borrow from the same idea of asek. If we say asek in a mitzvah is what paters me, and asek is without question.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Then you move to the next case. You say, oh, now that you have this idea of asek in mitzvah being an absolute tour, now I don't care that there's a relative value to the mitzvahs in terms of the kiyum, in terms of the punishment. It's an asek and a mitzvah. As far as the mitzvah goes, this is an asek. That's what you're saying.
Right, I'm saying.
I know you don't want to get involved in the osek mitzvah pater mitzvah. I'm trying to.
What I'm saying is that it is osek mitzvah pater mitzvah. What I'm saying is that institution brings about manifests itself in two categories.
Yeah, we're not disagreeing about that. One in terms of the
gavra, and one in terms of the chetzah shel mitzvah.
But yeah, at some point they're related because what defines one as what it is because of the involvement. It's the involvement which gives the authority to say that.
But they stem from different. And that's why you need both of them.
You need both psukim
because they're two different. They categorically they're two separate halachic categories.
Okay, is everyone following this?
Yeah. Can I attempt a rephrase?
Yeah.
A paraphrase. All right, so what Hillel's saying is two things. First is that all mitzvahs have the same status in terms of action.
Right.
Although the kiyums might be different.
Good.
But once you're doing one mitzvah, then the action box is full, so to speak. And then if a second mitzvah comes up, well, it doesn't matter because you're even if it has a bunch of kiyums to it, since you're already doing an action box is full, you don't need to...
Choice of which one to do.
That's the next step. That's what I'm trying to say. See, once you get to that, then you could say.
No, I'm saying even in his.
That's your next step. That's the case of the Karban Pesach.
He's talking about the Shema.
Right. So once you start with that, now it's the progression to say that since Asek. Go ahead.
Go ahead. So I got the first part. So then what's this?
The second part is what is it in terms of that he only needs. That there's only one course of action, right? That's the traditional one.
What you called your asek box being full, your mitzvah box being full.
Exactly. One course of action, right. And that's mitzvah. But now it's a question of, but now he's confronted with two mitzvahs, and there's a conflict between them, right?
Yeah.
So now you're going to tell me, what am I going to have to do? We have to look at the nature of the mitzvah to see which one to do, which one to be misasek in. Right? So osek mitzvah pater min mitzvah is telling you is that in terms of the hisaskus, right, there is no
involvement.
There is no differentiation between those mitzvahs. So you can't, there is no comparison. So they're the same. So now I should do whichever one comes before. The only reason I would push one off before the other is if there was a hierarchy.
Yeah.
In terms of my hisaskus, if the mitzvahs had different, one was greater than the other. But in terms of hisaskus, that's what it's trying to tell you is that the nature, the cheftza shel mitzvah, the entity of the mitzvah is the same, whether it's chamor in terms of hisaskus.
So basically, the second part, what you're saying is. That osik mitzvah really means that all mitzvahs are equal.
In terms of the person's involvement in them, they're all equal. There's no idea of chamor or kal that should go into my.
There is some type of relative weight, but it doesn't come into the equation in deciding
which one to do.
Yeah. Unless they both come now. See, if it's Mata Zimna, if they both confront you right now, that's different. It's only because the other one didn't come yet. That's the reason.
Right, it means,
when you have to choose one over the other, then you're going to look to that.
Because it means it's right here. That's what the reason means.
Because that's first in time, first in right. Right, that's the one that came first. You'll tell me it's greater value? No, there's no such thing.
Well, Hashem got mad at Moshe for not doing bris milah and his son. Almost killed him.
because he delayed what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right. So that it's true. We have a rule that when the zman of a mitzvah comes, everything else being equal, you have to do it. You don't have the right just to delay a mitzvah or to push it off. Mila is a good example. Mila is a good example. No, but here you have a competing interest with another mitzvah.
God told him go to Egypt. So he said, you told me to go to Egypt. I don't, make up your mind.
Right, so that's discussed, right? Why couldn't he do both? Why couldn't he do Mila? And they said, some of the Rishonim, I think, actually say, because if he would have done Mila, it would have he would have had to delay, because he would have needed time to heal, he wouldn't have been able to travel. That was part of his cheshbon.
But that's contradicting what we're saying here. Actually, it's not. It's saying he should have done the Bris Mila first, because he was told that first.
Right.
That's a good question. I mean, I think there's very upshot.
Oh, yeah? So
I think he wanted to say that Mila, the ideas of Mila were necessary for Tzitzis Raya.
Oh, that's filling again. It's more of like a philosophical. So if you're asking from a halachic context,
right.
But there are Rishonim that actually deal with this question in the way you're asking it. You say, why couldn't he have done it? Like, was it this type of situation? Maybe he would have had to stop at night. Maybe he couldn't have done it. Maybe he could have done the outside. I mean, I seem to recall a discussion about it. But there you're right. He should have done Mila first.
Yeah, but so that would kind of prove your point that you do whatever. Whatever comes first.
From a halachic perspective, you do what comes first, but unless you know you're only going to be able to do one, and you're confronted with both of them. If you can only do one,
yeah.
And I'm only I have to choose. I have enough money, for example. I have enough money to do this mitzvah or this mitzvah. I have to choose which mitzvah am I going to do. That's where then with this relative weight comes in.
You see that Moshe picked by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe didn't involve himself. He went to involve himself with taking the bones of Yosef as opposed to what asking Shaul to get the stuff from the Mitzvah.
For the booty?
Yeah.
Right, when everyone else was.
Right, and it says because he. Because
he valued that.
Because he would have been a better perfection. You see, there's different ways to choose when two things are there.
Oh, you're saying over there even God told him to do that also?
Yeah, there's two mitzvahs. He chose to do.
God told him on the way out, you should ask for his spoils and riches. Right. And he went and got the bones.
Right.
Why did he do that?
Right, because there's a better. Because for him.
He felt that spiritually that was the better involvement.
So, is there ever a case where you would choose one over
the Yeah, two? In a case, let's say that's a good example, a case where you can only do one. I can only do one. If I only have enough money to do Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos. Okay, so it's halacha. Which one do you do first? I only have enough money to buy Ner Shabbos or Kiddush. I can only do one. So there is a choice that you make. When you can only do one, and the other one's going to be gone forever, now I have to make a choice. Which, in terms of the kiyum, you see the Gemara over there looks. The Shalom Bayis is Odif. Ner Beso is Odif over Ner Chanukah.
Yeah, but isn't Shabbos, Ner Shabbos, Teres,
and
Ner
Chanukah? No, not necessarily.
Ner Shabbos is both and only.
That's a good point. In a case where you can only do one thing, then you're gonna. That's when you're gonna bring these factors into part of the cheshbon. Which one is the chamura? Which one is gadol haymena? When I have to choose. But now we're saying where I don't have to choose. Right now I have one thing that confronts me. And I can do it now. In the future it's gonna have an effect, an adverse effect on another mitzvah. It doesn't matter. Why? Because I was told to be misasek now. Halacha said be misasek. Be an osek. You're an osek. That's it. I don't have to start wondering whether or not the other mitzvah that's getting pushed off is a greater mitzvah or not. It's an interesting question, and I'm not going to get involved in this. Halacha l'maaseh question also. Let's say I chose to do a mitzvah that I really wasn't supposed to do. Let's say I chose to do a mitzvah that I wasn't chayiv, and that presents a problem now. Is that considered osek mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, or not? I don't mean machlokas in the poskim. But I don't want to get this complication.
So
really the question is, am I defined as an osek when I did something that I wasn't required to do, or maybe I shouldn't have done? Am I defined as an osek to the same extent?
Like you did it b'esser.
What? You did it b'esser. You did it what you weren't supposed to do. Yeah,
all right, to try to summarize the first and second part now in one go.
One go.
So, I guess part two first, which is if you're confronted with two mitzvahs simultaneously, then you have to see which one has a greater kiyum to do that one.
If what?
If you're confronted with two mitzvahs simultaneously, right, both arise at exactly the same time, then you have to make a choice, and you go for the one with the bigger kiyum.
Right, we're not saying that.
Okay, all right, right?
I mean, that's so far. I mean, you know, I don't know if the particular halachos how that works. Because you see, you have cases where you could decide on based on what's a better...
Okay, but in halachically, right, we're saying. Halachically, you look to the kiyum. That's, I think that's safe to say.
Okay, great. So,
I'm not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm talking about the average person that's bound by Shulchan Aruch. Right, I'm saying someone who's bound by the rules of halach. Right. That's for another
okay,
time.
Okay, all right. So then the first part then is to say when one mitzvah comes before another mitzvah, then the kiyum of the second mitzvah doesn't even register. Basically. That's what you're saying, right? So then in that case, you should do the one that comes right now.
Right.
Because then the second one, any kiyums that it has inside of it don't even appear on the scale. So now it's either do a mitzvah now or wait for a mitzvah later, but the mitzvahs are now considered identical, you know, of the same importance. Therefore, do the mitzvah now. That's what you're saying, right? Right. And were there any other, was there a part three to the discussion? Or?
No.
I'll give you an example. I'm just going to throw it out, something to think about. Okay, so the Gemara says, in some cases, a person is potter from doing Hashavas Aveda, right, because the Aveda is in a place that's not really appropriate for him. It's Zaking Ve'ena Lefi Kvoda. So he's potter from being involved in that mitzvah. Right? Let's say for whatever reason, he decides he's going to do it. He's going to go, he's going to deal with this guy's Aveda, even though it's in a place where it's not really Lefi, his cover. It's not befitting him, given his... Exactly. He's Mocha on his cover. He says, you know what? I don't really, I'm potter, but I want to do it anyway. And now the Ani comes along asking for money while he's involved in this Aveda. So the classic case is while he's actually involved in the Aveda that he has to be involved with, right? I found your donkey, so I have to toil with it and feed it and deal with it. So while I'm dealing with it, Ani comes and asks for a rifta. I say, I'm sorry, I'm mostly a mitzvah, I'm a mitzvah. But let's say this guy who really was not in the mitzvah wasn't usher per se, but he was really. He was inherently potter already from that mitzvah, but he chose to be misasik in it. Does he still have access to the general rule of osik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah? And there's a chakira to be made there, obviously.
That's different case in being
osik. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said it's not a case of osik. It's a case where you're potter.
Clear.
Is that?
Clear.
You clear? Okay, so I guess tomorrow we'll move on to the Tosos. Tosos is a little tricky. If you saw the Gemara in Zvachim, it makes it a little easier. If you didn't see the Gemara in Zvachim, you might want to take a look at that again tomorrow. And we'll move weiter. Okay? Okay, Shkoyach, fellas. Shkoyach Hillel, special guest participant. Very good. Very good approach. Very good horror.
Have a nice day.
Zach, see you tomorrow?
See ya, yeah.
Okay, have a good morning.
You too.
Got it. Why would there be 9
o'clock. Yeah, I think it's 9 o'clock now. He goes to class.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
So cool, man.
He's got to be Moshe Nefesh. I don't want to hear any complaints.
What time does he go to sleep?
I don't know.
Much earlier than me.
I'm sorry, Pesach, I'm trying to... I'm with you.
I'm saying, why would there be a doubt about...
About this guy?
No, the Aveda.
Yeah, I'm sorry, about that guy.
Oh,